Hello, fellow community. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I got to quickly catch up with Maria Cordero, Coordinator for Tourism Development for the Town of Brome Lake, and Kevin Brunel, Coordinator of Communications and Promotion, Recreation, Culture, Tourism, and Community Life, to get all the details about Tourism Lac Brome's upcoming program for the 2023 summer season. Tourism Lac Brome has some new things in store for residents and visitors to Brome Lake, including the launch of the Tourist Ambassador Program. And Tourism Lac Brome is also bringing back a community favorite known as the Grand Tablier. Tourism Lac Brome launched its summer program at Theatre Lac Brome on Monday. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Maria and Kevin with some clips from the press conference. So Maria and Kevin, we are here because Tourism Lac Brome unveiled its programming for the upcoming summer with lots of activities and outings for people to look forward to. There is a new program that you launched called the Ambassadors Program, and that's the first thing that I wanted to dive in a little bit more. And from my understanding, this program involves just getting our merchants and citizens here involved and helping people discover the area. I was wondering, Maria, I know that this is a project that you worked on. I was wondering if you'd like to talk about it a little bit more and what the goal is with this new program.
Well, the main goal was to basically make of Brome Lake a town that is very welcoming 12 months a year, and getting everybody involved. The merchants and are always there with their open doors and giving touristic guides and different information. So why not put them in the light of things and make them participate so that, you know, we don't treat the visitors here as just clients, but as visitors. So they get to have an amazing experience, not only with our touristic agents, but also with our merchants discussing their projects and discussing their products and just giving them a general idea on how beautiful the region is and how amazing it is to live here, you know? So that was the mission.
Yeah, it opens up that dialogue between the visitors and those that are here a little bit more.
Exactly. That's what we want to have, like an interaction between the visitor, the resident, and the merchant, you know, because oftentimes the visitor is going to come here, they're going to ask the merchant about their products or what is there to do and all that. And then there's going to be residents that are here, and they're going to start talking to the visitor. And like, literally, I've heard people invite people over for tea, or just like, oh, I'll go show you the Douglas Beach, or I'll, you know. So I think tourism is everybody's affair and business, and if we all communicate how wonderful it is to live here, I think people are going to come here and live a unique experience.
Would you like to add anything to that,
yeah,
Kevin?
Sure. It was really important for us to get the merchant involved in the different project and the general evolution of tourism in Brome Lake.
Because they're an important part of it as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Maria provided some more details about the ambassador program at the press conference, explaining that there are 26 individuals from the community who will serve as ambassadors for this year. Many of them merchants, citizens involved in cultural institutions, and there will be a sticker in the window and flags outside of the businesses, buildings, etc., as to where visitors and residents can find these ambassadors for more information about what's happening in Brome Lake.
Travaillant sur ce projet depuis plusieurs années, l'équipe de Tourisme Lac Brome lance avec fébrilité son tout nouveau programme d'ambassadeurs touristiques. L'objectif principal du projet est d'offrir un service d'accueil de qualité à nos visiteurs durant toute la saison, mais également à l'année. Ceci va également vers une volonté, avec la mise en place de ce programme, de mobiliser une communauté d'acteurs touristiques engagés qui pourront activement prendre part à l'évolution du tourisme à Lac Brome. We also hope that the ambassadors will contribute to the development of tourism and the reputation of our destination, while generating significant economic spin-offs for our city. We are very proud to announce that 26 ambassadors have decided to take part in this project, far exceeding our expectations for the first year. Participating merchants are committed to welcoming visitors, distributing available tourism tools, networking with the region's various tourism players, and maintaining stable opening hours for a minimum of 4 days a week. Pour qu'ils soient facilement identifiables, nous avons fourni gratuitement deux outils aux ambassadeurs, donc la pastille auto. leur vitrine, ainsi qu'une bannière beach flag qu'ils pourront mettre à l'extérieur de leur commerce.
And you're also bringing back the Grand Tablé, which my understanding first took place in 2019. So I was wondering why Tourism La Brome decided to bring it back and why you thought it was important to get our producers involved in this tourism development here in the area.
Well, actually, in 2019, when it started, actually, I was inspired by, I'm Italian, I originate from Italy. So, my grandparents and my uncles and aunts, it was natural for us to all eat together outside, with huge white tables and just have wine and just celebrate life. And I wanted to take a little bit of Italy here. So I wanted to celebrate the producers that work so hard on their land and to produce unique products here, you know, les argousiers, le sureau, Léon Courville, like we have vineyards and everything. So, I mean, we have really specific products that, I mean, these people work so hard, but I wanted to enhance the experience. So I decided to speak with them and see if they wanted to participate to the experience, welcome the visitors onto their grounds, and explain to these visitors by not only making them taste their product, but have, like, associate themselves to a chef and make a menu of a 5-service menu, which was going to be a full experience with a local artist also. So some of them had a band, like, you know, while they were having supper, a local band. Some of them were having artists coming and telling a story. This year we're going to have people telling stories. So there's going to be an indigenous chef and an indigenous person who is going to be speaking about their stories,
legends,
and
myths,
their legends, yeah. Right, Kevin?
Yeah. So, if I'm not mistaken, the last edition was in 2019, but we couldn't bring the event back because of COVID.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it wasn't back.
So that's part of why we're really happy to bring it back, because it was a huge success back then. So really proud and happy to bring it back to our visitors and residents.
Yeah, and it allows people to discover the producers. And like you said, it brings people back together after being separated for so long after COVID.
Yes. Right. Total strangers are sitting right next to each other, right? So it's, I mean, they become friends, and it's a whole experience with the producer and the chef that also explains, you know, how they cooked it and shares the recipes. And, you know, it's just an entire experience that brings us to, like, live a full, a full outdoor experience?
A gourmand experience.
Yes, a full gourmand experience, exactly. Yeah.
She's passionate.
I can tell.
Maria highlighted the participating local producers in this year's La Grande Table, and they are Vitality Elderberry, Léon Courville Vigneron, and Cheeky Creek Farm. Tourism La Brome is collaborating with La Route des Vins Brome-Missisquoi this year to celebrate La Route des Vins Brome-Missisquoi's 20th anniversary. Those that attend a Grand Table event will have the chance to hear from expert wine growers and to taste some of the wines from vineyards on La Route des Vins.
Suite à une première édition très prisée en 2019, Tourisme La Brome est fier d'annoncer le retour très attendu de la Grande Table pour la saison estivale. The second edition promises to be once again a unique gastronomic experience, thanks to the pairing of these experts, all masters in the art of their profession. They will use their creativity to elaborate a delicious 5-course meal by enhancing the exquisite flavors of our local products. Je vous annonce les producteurs participants et les chefs invités. Donc, le 7 et 8 juillet, July 7 and 8, Vitalité Sureau en collaboration avec le chef Patrick Morissette. Ensuite, en deuxième lieu, le 21 juillet, July 21st, Léon Courville Vigneron en collaboration avec le chef Lisanne Obomsawin. J'espère que j'ai bien dit parce que c'est une chef autochtone. Et ensuite, en troisième lieu, le 5 août prochain, August 5th, les fermes Cheeky Creek en collaboration avec le chef Chloé Ostiguier. La Grande Table est également fière de s'associer cette année à la Route des Vins, Brome-Missisquoi, afin de célébrer son 20e anniversaire. Donc, afin de souligner l'occasion et par le fait même le savoir-faire de nos vignerons, tous les événements de la Grande Table serviront des vins issus de vignobles de la Route des Vins. Donc, sans plus attendre, je vous fais part d'un avant-goût de ce qui vous attend cet été.
Now, Tourism Lac Brome also launched new communication tools, a new website, a new tourist guide, a little event calendar. How do you hope this will benefit the people that live here and also the people that are visiting?
So the main goal with every tools was to give more cohesion between all our tools. So the information is more easy to find throughout every tools that we communicate.
Okay. It was just to make it easier for people to know what's going on in the area, essentially?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, give a better look to align with our branding of Tourism Bromley. Yeah.
Would you like to add anything to that, Maria?
Yeah, well, actually, since Kevin joined the team a few months ago, he's been working on all these tools and also the quality of the visuals and the quality of everything he's put into place in tourism is unbelievable. So, you know, a new website, thanks to him. We've collaborated on the tourism guide. So, I mean, I think these tools are going to better orient the visitor to our website, to activities, to plan their activities, family, couple, if it's a rainy day or whatever it is. You know, we've worked together in making all of the tourism tools very practical.
And my last and final question for the both of you is, what do you hope to accomplish with this diverse program for the summer of 2023?
Well, I hope, you know, truly I hope that visitors and residents will come to love Brome Lake as much as we do.
That's well said.
Do you agree?
That's well said, yeah. See, Kevin is as passionate as I am about tourism. Absolutely, we agree on this. What we want is to welcome our visitors and they feel like, you know, they're home and to have a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, because I feel like Brome Lake is such a beautiful environment. So our goal, our work is to find a project that's going to translate it and resonate with people, you know?
And to bring them and to introduce them into this environment, basically.
Exactly.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.